can make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right, comes back to the left. Going long for Gordon. He's out there and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
Unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown.
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
Another day, another name to add to the list of names the Browns are considering to be their next head coach. The process continues. We're going to talk about it on this show, among other things. And that new name is Rich Bisaccia, special teams coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. Jay Glazer of Fox Sports reporting that the Browns are to interview Rich Bisaccia tomorrow. And we are going to bring on today Todd Archer from ESPN Dallas, who is a longtime Cowboys beat writer, who will give us some perspective on Rich Bisaccia, his qualifications and such to possibly be a head coach in this league. We know about the Mike Pettine story and an interesting twist to that one, that he was reportedly interviewed by the Browns yesterday and then his daughter via Twitter, and it looked like a very believable tweet in which she put out that Dad did so well in his interview with the Browns that there would be a second interview for Mike Pettine. Have not gotten a confirmation on that, but that is what is out there in the conversation about the coaching situation. But, Nathan, I'll say this about this week. I think we are at the point of this thing becoming more crystallized because of what we have Sunday, the conference championship games, and the very – I think it's still strong likelihood that the next head coach of the Browns emerges from those games, and that we can find out, depending on the outcome of those games, perhaps, how this thing will play out even in the course of this week. And it's all up to whether Dan Quinn, the defensive coordinator of the Seahawks, is still coaching after Sunday, whether Adam Gase, the offensive coordinator of the Denver Broncos, is still coaching after Sunday, because I think how that plays out is going to give us a much greater clarity as what where the heck we're going with this thing.
Absolutely, and Jay Glazer reported on Twitter just a few moments ago on Cleveland. He says, quote, Gase has always been the top target, but he's not thinking about any gig till Denver is done, and even then he may not be interested. And then says, Quinn also high on their list and showing way more interest than Gase. Hearing Pettine's interview went very well, too. So that's latest. Listen, the one thing you can say to yourself, and there are starting to be articles coming out supporting this, the Browns will be the only team that will fill, potentially, if they get their guy, or have the opportunity, let's say that, have the opportunity to fill their head coaching vacancy with an assistant off of the one of the four best teams in the National Football League. They're the only ones. So right. At least, you know, that is a positive with it. I think it's clear, becoming much more clear now, that this process was never going to end until they got an opportunity to sit down and talk with Adam Gase. And that, I think, has been the reason that there has not been any movement on this front whatsoever.
Correct. It's all about waiting to have that conversation, or at least just to get in front of him, even if it's not for this year, even if it's just to get it done for future reference. A lot of people say, would you talk with anyone who might not be interesting, in whom you might not have interest, true interest, to be your head coach like right now? Well, I think we're pretty confident the interest is there to have it here and now, but going through the exercise of the interview is still something that's advisable to do, and it could be with all of these candidates for future reference. Why talk to so many candidates for the coaching job? People have asked that question. Does it mean that this team is rudderless and doesn't have a direction or a compass on how to deal with this? Not at all. This is a smart way to go about this for a couple of reasons. One, you are looking at the potential of assistant coaches who could come from these ranks possibly to your team to be part of this staff. Let's use Mike Munchak as an example, a tremendous offensive line coach, regarded one of the best offensive line coaches in the business before he became a head coach in Tennessee. He might very well look to the opportunity to coach an O-line, even though he just came from the ranks of head coach. Don't rule that out, and don't rule that out being the case right here with the Cleveland Browns, because there would be a need for that. Sure. A guy like Rich Bisaccia, why does that name make any sense? He's a special teams coordinator. Where would his fit be? Well, John Gruden, and I know John quite well. We collaborated on a book together. I keep in touch with him. He has such high praise for this guy. Talks about his versatility. Just loves what he did when he was on Gruden's staff in Tampa Bay. And says that he is, in his mind, qualified to be a head coach. But you would not hesitate to put him at another position, say, other than special teams. And as I understand it, I think the Browns, in constructing this staff going forward, there's a great likelihood that Chris Tabor will remain on this staff as special teams coach for what would be a fourth season. He had two with Pat Shurmur, one with Rob Chudzinski, and there's a great likelihood, as I understand it, that he'll be aboard for a fourth season with Coach X, whoever that is, on this coaching staff, because the Browns administration wants to do its part to keep him here. The rest of the coaches are scattering. The rest of the ones who were here and were given opportunities to look elsewhere, they are finding those elsewheres. For the most part, I'm hearing the majority of this staff who are part of Rob Chudzinski's staff are getting jobs around the National Football League, and that is trickling out as time goes on, just to note that. But you've got to build a staff now. You've got to have assistants now. These interviews are good for that, and these interviews are also good, Nathan, for future reference.
Right, and you're learning stuff about a lot of teams around the NFL. You're learning about these people, compiling information. I think that's right. And I think, listen, if they know that this process isn't going to end until they get a chance to interview Gase, why not collect as much information and data as you can? That's the way that I look at it.
Without question. Yeah. So, helping us talk about all of this today will be Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. And then at 2:30, I believe it is, 2:30, we are going to have Todd Archer, as I mentioned, from ESPN Dallas. So he'll come aboard and give us good insights into Rich Bisaccia. This is Friday. We do Friday forecast. We'll do that at 2:15. We'll give our predictions on the conference championship games. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, will run us through that. And before we go any further, I bring up Dave's name. We have been blessed. I can tell you personally, when this show was something I did by myself for more than a couple of years, and then it got much better when a guy named Nathan Zagura came aboard in July, and the two of us have been doing it. And all this time, the producer of the show has been one Dave DiNatale from KNR. And I'm not exaggerating when I say absolutely blessed to have had the opportunity to work with him. This will be the last show with Dave as our producer, because he's moving on to something bigger and better starting Monday. And I know the announcement was made earlier today that a show called ESPN Cleveland Tonight. Got the title right?
That's it.
Beautiful. I knew I'd get it right. I think Uncle Riz just botched it to death. This morning. But I said I'm determined to get it right the first time. ESPN Cleveland Tonight, Dave DiNatale will be hosting that. It'll be a very cool review of the day's programming on ESPN, all locally driven stuff, great stuff, highlights from this show, highlights from the really big show, highlights from Julio Jurado, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that'll be on from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on 850 WKNR. But I got to say that in this business, and I don't think people understand this or appreciate this enough, they hear us. They hear Nathan espouse all his brilliance. They hear me, the dumbass, come up with whatever I come up with. And they say, okay, that's the show. It's these two guys, these two knuckleheads talking for 2 hours, or Tony Rizzo, or whoever it might be. But the producer and the producers are the ones who really keep these things on the rails. They're the ones that guide this thing. If you think it sounds good, I won't assume you do, but I hope you do, that guy, Dave DiNatale, has been largely responsible for it. You've been awesome.
I really, guys, I appreciate it. It's been an honor. It really has been. This is Vic. You know, to watch this show evolve the way it has in 2.5 years is something special. And I'm gonna miss it. I'm looking forward to being at night. And you know, I mentioned to you guys off there. I hope you don't mind occasionally if I reach out to you to get your thoughts and insights during the show. But
You'll have to go through our people.
Well, I know. Yeah, my people will get in touch with your people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll see if we can make it. No,
yeah.
Of course, we will be more than glad to be a part of that. But Dave, you said it. It's been a growth, right? It's just watching this thing. You feel like it's an offspring that when it started as nothing. This was just a concept and an idea back in 2011. It was launched during the lockout, the NFL
That's
lockout.
Right.
You're launching an NFL show during the lockout. I mean, we had a lot of obstacles in front of us, got it off the ground and got it rolling. And I'm telling you, a large part of why this thing is still going strong and getting stronger, as I said, the 2 hours and having Nathan be part of this thing is because of you. I mean, you cared and they knew it. The folks who run KNR knew what they were doing when they said, you want this guy. You need the, and it's a remote. But the other thing people understand, we have a studio here in Berea, beautiful studio here in Berea, but it's a daily remote show. We're working from here, connected to the Galleria, to the studios there where Dave is. And that's it makes it even far more imperative to have a competent, excellent, smart, again, guy who gives a darn about making this thing sound good.
Yeah. It is true. Dino, it'll be the end of an era, but the beginning of a new one for you. And congratulations to you, because I think that's going to be awesome. You're going to get to run the evenings here in Cleveland, which will be great.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And I got a good Friday forecast planned for you guys, for our last one. So I'm excited about that. And Jason Gibbs, by the way, is going to be taking over for me. And Jason is... He really is our point man here at ESPN Cleveland for everything related to the Cleveland Browns. It makes a ton of sense, and Jason's going to do a fabulous job.
He is. We are, and I wanted to, while praising you, also welcome Jason to the show. We've worked together right along in his previous capacities there. He is, as you say, the liaison with the Browns broadcast, the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, the preview show that we did all this past season, and the Chud Show, which is what it was. It'll be the new coach show, whatever, going forward. But that's what it was. I just wanted to keep consistent with what the show's names were.
That's right.
And Jason handled all that and sat in this studio to handle that. So he'll be sitting in that chair beginning Monday when we're on from 1 to 3. Another programming note, speaking of Monday, yours truly will be down in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl week. So we will be tapping into all that is going on there as far as the top prospects, the college players, the seniors, obviously, in the draft, and giving you some information about what they're all about. We'll have some on as guests. We'll have a lot of national people on as guests. And we'll see how the week plays out. It's going to be, Nathan, a real funky week because we're going to start it. We're going to know Sunday night. Probably
if there's
something.
An opportunity to interview Gase. Right.
Right. And then the Dan Quinn story, too. If Seattle loses, how soon do they act on that if that's the guy they want? And I think there's reason to believe he is very much someone they're looking at. But I think the whole thing has got a lot of intrigue behind it. And all I knew was that this past week was one where we didn't. Wasn't expecting anything to happen, but all bets were off after this past weekend as far as it happening. So we've been on this watch steadily through, and then it's going to just intensify coming up.
We used to be on Whedon watch.
That's right.
And now we're on Coach watch.
Now we're on Coach watch. Hey, we want your participation in all of this. 216-578-0850. Want those barks from the pound. Want those tweets at Browns_daily. Yeah, want that growl, that Dave DiNatale growl. See, there's a lot of elements to this show, like after further review and Friday forecast, that are Dino elements that he put together. Now, Gibbsy's going to follow these through and keep these things strong. But this is what I'm talking about, folks. Producers do this great stuff for you. They add these elements and make the show better. So. We're excited about that. And, again, Friday forecast coming up as well. The other thing we want to get to that I think has been great since we started this was the positional reviews
yep.
and grading, right? So today we've pretty well covered offense. We're done
yep.
with offense, right? We finished off with O-line yesterday.
Please.
So we'll dive on the defensive side today, and let's get onto the defensive line today.
The D-line, one of the strengths of the team, certainly something that will continue going forward to be a strength of this team, and I think we'll hand out some interesting grades on the defensive line, and that'll be a good topic, a lot of meat there, because a lot of guys to be able to get into on the defensive line, one of the positions of depth, some young players stepping up there, and we'll be able to get into that and dive into that as this show progresses here today. Like Vic said, we do want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. Jim Donovan coming up at the bottom of this hour. Hour number two, we'll have the Friday forecast. It'll have Todd Archer. It'll have Gerard Cherry, so a lot to get to there. So I'd say maybe we'll get into the grades after Donovan, kind of use that as yeah. the swing from the end of hour number one, start of hour number two.
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll be back with more here on ESPN 850 WKNR. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Oh,